Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Draft night. Timberwolves 19th overall. Chet Holmgren from Neon Academy in Gonzaga goes number two overall to Oklahoma City. Joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, somebody that had a lot to do in the early years, the formative years with Chet Holmgren, and is with his family out there in New York City where the draft is going on. Brian Sanifer, a frequent guest. Brian, what's it been like out in New York for you?
It's like a dream come true, I tell you. I was here last year with Jalen, and now I'm here with Chet. I mean, it's a blessing, my man. It's just a blessing. Totally excited about his opportunities at OKC and for the future, hopefully for a long time for him.
What when you get out there, you know, what does it feel like for these families and as we get towards it, you don't know where you're going to get drafted. What's it like for Chet and his family on a night like this?
It was real nerve-wracking. I mean, all the anticipation of the possibility of playing with Jalen Suggs, obviously with Orlando, was something real big for us. But at the end of the day, I mean, my wait last year was probably about 20 minutes. And my wait this year was probably about 8 minutes. So The stress went off everybody real quick. You get notified a little bit before they announce your name. That's where you're going. So everybody at the table got kind of welled up and was a little teary-eyed. But everybody was excited. And Chet's looking forward to going to play with Shea Alexander and Josh Giddey.
Were you surprised when the Duke kid went first instead of he or Smith? Did that surprise you?
No. I mean, I'm not surprised. The reason why, because I know that his agent is Mike Miller, and Mike Miller was the number one top pick for Orlando years ago. He's represented by Mike Miller. I think Mike Miller does an unbelievable job, with his guys, and I think, the relationship that he still had in Orlando, I think that played a major part. But at the end of the day, if you take Chet, Paolo, or Jabari Smith at one, I think you couldn't go wrong either way. So I'm happy for those guys as well.
What was it like for his family and for Chet when you're standing next to him and they get picked like that? Is it just a sigh of relief? What is it?
It's like your heartbeat goes over about 10,000 beats a day. He could feel the electricity at the table, just the anticipation, but him getting his name called and, he was welling up and stuff like that, and you could just see the joy from everybody. So very, very humbling experience, man, I tell you. Nothing like this ever before.
I can hear them in the background as they continue to announce the name of draft picks, et cetera. Is everybody there? I mean, are you guys like, what's it like on the floor? Are you talking to the other picks and the other families, the other coaches that you know?
We know a lot of AU. We're so good. Plenty of kids. A lot of AU coaches here. A lot of guys who were in the circle of these kids that, we would see on the road through past years that, that we've developed great relationships. I got a great relationship with Ramsey Hardy, and I'm sitting at the table with Bill Duffy, who represents Chet. He also represents Benny Mathurin, that just got drafted the sixth pick by Indiana. So he's had two guys here in the last 10 minutes. So this guy's doing pretty good.
So what will Chet bring to Oklahoma City? What will we see right off the top?
Well, the way they get up and down is, the way Shea Alexander and Giddey like to throw a bunch of lobs and they shoot a lot of threes. I mean, the style of play that they play is going to be entertaining. I think you'll be able to compare the style of play with the guys they're trying to surround themselves with, similar to the Grizzlies,
So they'll play like them a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I think so, for sure.
What do you think Oklahoma City is a city?
I didn't hear you say that again, sir.
Oklahoma City. You like that city? Is it a nice layout for a first-year player? Is it pretty calm?
I've never been to Oklahoma City, so I can't give you any. I can't give you any action on that one.
But you'll be there next year.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I definitely will. Definitely will.
I can hear the families cheering behind you as the draft picks are made. Hey, Brian, thank you so much for giving us an up close and personal on it.
All right, appreciate it.
I'll talk to you soon. Brian Sandifer, who runs the Sizzle program with Larry Suggs, Jalen's father. And he's down there on the floor. He can't get any closer than that with the Holmgren family. And obviously, you know, you'd like to go number one overall, but you try to, quell or, you know, at least manage some of those expectations. Number two overall ain't too bad. Highest ever pick from the state of Minnesota is Chet Holmgren. Prior to this, it was Kevin McHale. But Holmgren goes number two overall to Oklahoma City. Jalen Suggs was the number five pick last year to Orlando. Lots of talk that those two would get together again and be reunited. If they took Holmgren number one overall, they did not. But as they say, finishing number two ain't bad sometimes. And tonight that ain't bad. Take a break. Come back. Draft night edition of Sports to the Max. All right, NBA draft going on. Twins won today 1-0 over Cleveland. Chet Holmgren taken number two overall by Oklahoma City. Joining us now, his high school coach, Lance Johnson, on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Coach, one day you're going to be sitting around with some coaches. They're going to say, did you coach anybody good? And you're going to be on vacation in Hawaii or something somewhere. And you say, well, I had a couple guys that went in the lottery.
Yeah. Yeah, a few.
What's it like when, I mean, we all knew Chet was going to go high first, second, third, et cetera. But what's that like when you're the high school coach and you see a guy that you saw every day in practice get drafted on the big stage?
Well, number one, it's kind of unbelievable. So, yep. Like you said before, you kind of just shake your head and say, what did I do to deserve this? So, number one, that's my first thought. I'm just super proud of Chet and the journey he's taken, and especially, you know, it was a different journey than Jalen took, because Chet's was a little different in that he was a later find in terms of his development in his career, and he took off over the last few years, and it's been super fun to see his trajectory and where he's come from in such a short amount of time.
Now, do these NBA teams, you hear about this from time to time, do scouts call you? Do personnel departments call you? Do they want as much information as possible?
Yes. And they ask probably, 50 questions, and 40 of them I don't know the answer to, because they're such, mundane questions like, what's their favorite color? What's their favorite movie? I don't know. Yeah. I think the big thing they want to know is what type of kid they're getting. And, that's where I'm the most proud of these boys that I've had, is I can certainly say that they're high character kids.
So they'll ask, what do you mean? Like, are they on time for practice? Do they stick around after practice? Is it always about the same, or do some teams do a much better and different way of doing it?
Jalen, it was interesting, is Jalen, the first few kind of got me used to the questions, and then all the questions are basically the same. And there's some, literally, what do they like to do in their spare time? And, I don't really know. Probably play video games like every high school kid.
Yeah.
But then I think the bigger questions to them is they want to know their support system. They know their basketball ability. So, they want to know their strengths, their weaknesses. They already know that. I think to them it's more, what's their support system? And that's what's been super cool for me with both those boys, is they have such great families. And I can, honestly say to them, they have incredible support from their families.
And obviously, Chet has a father that played, the University of Minnesota, and he's about a 7-footer as well. His mom's not short either, I might add. She's at every game and right there with him as well. Explain to the people that don't understand, what does that mean? To a student athlete to have parents that are involved like that, what does that mean to their overall development?
It's probably incredible. I mean, they don't have to worry about a thing in terms of rides to games, support after games, the right advice, listen to your coach, all of that stuff. comes from, you know, parents, and they had parents that were supportive of their coaches. They were supportive. You know, they still give a ton of credit to everybody but themselves. And the fact is, they deserve most of the credit.
Did Jalen Suggs make Chet a much better player because of the way, you know, he's so athletic and so aggressive? Did he bring Chet along to a certain extent, or didn't he have to?
Like I said before, I think they both fed off each other. So I wouldn't say that one brought the other along. I think that when Jalen left, Chet had to do some things that he didn't have to do before, so that actually helped his game. When Jalen was there, he obviously helped Chet out in terms of, you know, setting him up for lob dunks or 3-point shots or stuff like that. But once Jalen was gone, then the leadership, it was on Chet, and Chet had to do some things a little bit differently than he had in the past. And I think it was a good learning experience for him.
Lance Johnson is our guest, Minnehaha Academy basketball coach, his second player in 2 years drafted in the lottery. Chet Holmgren goes number 2 overall to Oklahoma City last year. Jalen Suggs number 5 to Orlando. So they will play against each other. There was some talk they could end up on the same team if they had taken him number 1 overall. When did you know that Chet had, you know, not just, hey, this kid's going to be tall, but this kid's going to be special?
Probably his sophomore year, freshman year, probably, you know. A freshman to sophomore year, you could see defensively how much he affected a game. You know, his sophomore year, I think we played a game against St. Paul Central where he had like 15 block shots and close to 20 rebounds. It was ridiculous. And we started realizing right then that his, you know, defensively, he just totally dominated a game. He had the ability to shoot threes. And like I said before, his game elevated offensively his junior and senior year, where he was able to put the ball on the court a little bit more, get to the hoop, and it became a more all-around game. But it was when he was about a sophomore where we realized he was going to be something special.
Do you think he'll be a Dirk Nowitzki type because his game will just evolve as an outside shooter with that body?
I don't compare him to anybody. You know, it's hard to do that. The big thing for me is Chet's got to be Chet. And I think the big thing he brings to this whole draft class is his upside is incredible. I mean, he, I think, has more upside than any player in the draft just because of the way they will develop his body. And he's already got a ton of skills, but all of them are going to get better. And that's why I think he's going to be really successful in the NBA.
Well, Lance, we appreciate it very much. Know you're traveling. Thanks for giving us a few minutes tonight, and congratulations.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Lance Johnson, head coach, Minnehaha Academy. It's now complete. You know, there's been so much talk about these two for the last couple of years, and now he knows. One's the number 5 overall pick, and one's the number 2 overall pick from the same high school in Minnesota. That's like Joe Mauer being the number 1, a left-handed hitting catcher in Minnesota, and being the number 1 overall pick in baseball coming out of Minnesota, not the South, not California, but was able to bring his skill set to such a level that they couldn't miss him anymore. And I'll never forget that one either. He and Mark Pryor, which one was going to go number 1 overall. And the Twins rolled the dice on Joe Mauer, but some draft day memories start coming back to you. Now, how does this all work for the Timberwolves? How does this all work, in terms of evaluating? There's one guy that spends more time evaluating more players than anybody that I know, and that's Terry Kunze. He watches more basketball games. He's a great player himself, a coach at the college level for the Gophers and beyond for many, many years. And he loves basketball at every level. And he watches Holmgren and Suggs in high school, and he watches the Timberwolves on a regular basis, and he watches the Gophers on a regular basis. When we come back, I'm going to get his take on this, the NBA draft, on where the Timberwolves should go, on what he sees from Holmgren and all that good stuff straight ahead. Twins win today 1-0 over the Cleveland Guardians. They're in action against Colorado tomorrow. More NBA draft talk when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.